BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
Good evening, everyone, and you're listening to BTV News.
On May the 26th, Vice Chairwoman of the Bình Định Provincial People's Council, Ms. Huỳnh Thúy Vân, met with voters in Nhân Phú and Đống Đa Ward, Quy Nhơn City. During the sessions, voters were informed about the tentative agenda of the 25th session of the 23rd term Provincial People's Council, which is expected to take place over 3 days from June the 23rd to 25th. At the meeting, voters in Nhân Phú Ward raised several concerns, including the need to strengthen local public security and order following the administrative merger of communes and wards. They also pointed out that infrastructure in the resettlement area of Quarter 8, initiated in 2018, remains incomplete, adversely affecting residents' daily lives. Additionally, voters expressed frustration over the sluggish progress of several projects in the ward. Voters in Đống Đa Ward urged provincial and city authorities to accelerate the implementation of local projects and keep residents informed of their progress. They also called for decisive action to address environmental pollution caused by Kim Trinh Squid Processing Facility in Group 32, Quarter 6. Ms. Huỳnh Thúy Vân acknowledged the concerns raised and addressed several issues on the spot. She also requested the Quy Nhơn City Delegation of the Provincial People's Council to compile and submit the collected feedback to the relevant authorities for review and resolution.
The People's Committee of Benin Province has approved its 2025 plan to reinforce and concrete irrigation canals across the region. Under the plan, more than 147 kilometers of canals will be solidified this year, providing irrigation for over 6,800 hectares of farmland. Funding will be prioritized for communes aiming to meet or upgrade their status under the National New Rural Development Program in 2025, particularly those that have registered canal projects to fulfill irrigation criteria. To date, the province has concreted nearly 440 kilometers of canals, achieving 73% of its 2021-2025 target. The total length of reinforced canals in the province now exceeds 2,700 kilometers.
On May the 26th, the People's Committee of An Lão District held a ceremony to officially announce An Quang Commune as new style rural area in 2024. Over the past years, with strong investment support from the central government, the province and the district, the entire political system and the people of An Quang Commune have united in their efforts to effectively implement the National Target Program on New Rural Development. The commune's economy has continued to grow and develop while essential infrastructure has been synchronously upgraded. The rural landscape has undergone positive transformations and the material and spiritual lives of local residents have significantly improved. Thanks to these efforts, An Quang Commune, once classified as an extremely disadvantaged locality, has successfully fulfilled all 19 criteria of New Rural Development Program and has been officially recognized by the Bình Định Provincial People's Committee as meeting the New Rural Standards in 2024.
On the morning of May 27, Biden's Department of Culture, Sports and Tourism, in coordination with the Provincial Department of Education and Training, launched a training course on Biden traditional martial arts for 2025-2026 school year. nearly 1,000 teachers from primary and secondary schools, 11 district-level education offices and 57 high schools and affiliated institutions across the province are taking part. The course runs from May 27 to May 30th as part of the province master plan for the preservation and promotion of Benin traditional martial arts 2016-2020 with a vision to 2030. The martial arts program was introduced into schools beginning in the 2015-2016 academic year. The training course aims to promote martial arts practice among students, improve physical fitness to support academic achievements, and foster the next generation to carry on and enhance the cultural values of Benin martial arts heritage. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoyed the news. See you next time and goodbye for now.